All right, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. Very excited to be coming to you live this morning with one of my good friends, Brian Bergjans from Caliber Holes or for Caliber Home Loans. And very excited, guys. If you don't know Brian, one of the things that I absolutely love about him, he is truly passionate about staying in his lane, which is really the VA space, the military space of the mortgage industry. And Brian, you are a veteran yourself. First and foremost, it's Veterans Day was on Monday, kind of a very special week. So I'm truly humbled and honored to have you joining us this morning, because what we're going to be talking about this morning is a really cool topic, something that people really should be paying attention to. But first and foremost, welcome to the Shred Show, man. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. I look forward to our discussion. A lot of good big things happening in 2020 for our VA customers. So it's going to be a great conversation.
Absolutely. So let's dive right into it, because we've got a lot to cover this morning, Brian. So let's start with this. There's recently an act passed by Congress that some people aren't even aware of. And I want to talk about it because it really does. It's impacting our veterans. It's impacting how they're able to get a home. So let's talk about this. It's called the Blue Water. I'm seeing now, of course, I messed it up. The Blue Water. Remind us of what it is.
Yeah, Blue Water Navy Act. So
Blue Water Navy Act. So what is this?
So we'll just keep it simple. Blue Water Navy. So basically, Blue Water Navy is originally designed for to take care of our Vietnam veterans, our Navy Vietnam veterans who were, exposed to Agent Orange. That's really been a battle for a long time to try to get health care for those folks. And so this was a huge win for them. So, something long overdue. But how this impacts VA Home Loan Guarantee is that packed in this law was the removal of loan limits for the VA home loan benefit. Whereas before, you would have to be your 100% financing would be subject off of the county loan limits. Now that's going to go away, which is big. And then Purple Heart folks, the ones serving on active duty, now become exempt from the funding fee, which just seems like a logical thing to do, considering the fact that they were wounded in action on active duty. However, because they can't receive disability on active duty, they were not exempt from the funding fee for some weird reason. So it kind of takes care of two things there.
And you would think with these veterans serving our country, and I mean, being wounded, basically, receiving a Purple Heart, you would think this would already have happened, but now it's for guys like yourself who are advocating for our veterans, who are really out there, who have a voice for them. And for those who don't know, Brian is he served in our military as well. He served valiantly. He's protecting our country. So huge thanks to you, Brian. And now what's really cool is now you've taken what you've learned and all that you've experienced, and now you really are staying in your lane. You're really focused on the veteran community here in the mortgage space.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I think, one thing that everybody, I would hope that we all think this way, especially the folks that stay in our lanes on VA stuff, is that, we take the advocate approach. You're an advocate more than anything. As being an advocate, you got to be willing to educate. And what we see when we travel across the country, it doesn't matter if we're talking to, loan officers or realtors, there's just this education gap with the VA home loan benefit in general, perception versus reality. And we'd all be better off if we would just take a step back, collaborate together, work together, and help educate more folks, industry professionals on the reality of VA home loans.
Because, what you're talking about here, Brian, literally is probably one of the most key elements that we talk about here on the show quite a bit is veterans in particular, the consumers, they really don't care about all the noise and all the things that are going on in the industry. They care about the relationship. They care about you. They care about me. They care about the person that they're working with. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm a stat guy and a stat rat. And so if you look up kind of just the whole breakdown of VA and market share, nobody has 100% market share, which would tell you something right out the gate that, veterans and military folks, they're more people loyal than they are brand loyal, despite what some of the, big players in the marketplace who focus on a lot of things, what the military would say. The reality is, when you have military families moving from market to market, they're not typically going online looking for, military stuff, they are reaching out to the folks that are actually in those marketplaces and finding out who their guy or gal is. And then they start to pull their list together of all the people being referred to them by, you know, military, you know, spouses, et cetera. And then kind of go through their interview process that way. You know, it doesn't start off with, hey, do you know somebody from XYZ mortgage company I can call? It's, you know, hey, these are the people that we use. We were very successful with it. You know, Brian or Josh, they're great. You probably want to give them a call. I mean, you know, and I always say this too, you do the right thing by someone in the military or a veteran community, and they're going to refer you 10 times as much business as anybody else. I mean,
and I couldn't agree more with that. I've seen that in my, when I was working with veterans, when I work with a lot of veterans, if you truly serve them, again, they've done such an incredible service to our country. Mm-hmm. They've served valiantly, whether in active duty or however they've served in the military, they've done this incredible service to us, to our families, to our freedom. So now it's up to us and our opportunity as mortgage professionals, real estate professionals, to help them, to educate them. You mentioned that early on, is educating these veterans, because a lot of them, they don't even know these incredible benefits that they have. And right. they need us to really educate them on it.
Yeah. And you know, it's weird, or not weird, it's kind of the way the market is. You know, we travel a ton, doing a lot of speaking engagements, teaching a lot of continuing education with realtors, and have a lot of opportunity to speak to veterans themselves and military. One thing I will say that's kind of, you know, kind of unique is that when we find that the folks that served in pretty much the 80s and early 90s, I mean, a lot of them don't even know that they're even entitled to the VA Home Loan Benefit.
Wow.
You know, and I think a lot of it has to do, not to, and we can save this for another show, but I mean, it wasn't until like 1992 that the VA even, you know, authorized surviving spouses, reservists, and a host of other things to be even entitled to the VA Home Loan Benefit. But I just think that you talk to a lot of folks who served during peacetime, and a lot of them don't even know that this is even offered to them. Most of them don't even think that they've done enough to, you know, to be entitled. And so just setting the record straight on that for folks, that's why I always say for realtors and loan officers, it's important to ask the first question, have you ever served? Because, you know, when you dig deep down into someone's, you know, professional or personal world, you'll find out, yeah, they, you know, they might have served a couple of years. They might have, you know, did, you know, 5 or 6 years as a reservist. And, you know, there's this thing in the military world where reservists or citizens, you know, sailors and soldiers sometimes don't feel like they're real military, which I can tell you, as being a reservist now today and post 9/11 era and being sent to Afghanistan and all those places, you know, that's not the case, right? So we're just as much part of the military than ever before. But you have those folks who served, you know, in the 80s and 90s who just don't feel that way. And then, you know, we really didn't do a good job from military perspective in the transition classes, educating them on benefits that they might be entitled to as they leave the military. So it's a compounding effect that kind of got us into this situation we're in now. But that's why it's important for folks to take the advocating role and just make sure that we're, you know, educating people on, you know, what they're entitled to, what they're not, and how they find out.
So I love this word that you keep using, is advocate, because that's really what it is. It's advocating for our veterans. And I want to ask you this, for all those, especially mortgage professionals, real estate professionals that are watching this, that they're like, well, I've really been trying to, you know, kind of find my niche and find my way into the veteran community, trying to find my way so I can help them. Where would you tell them to start? Because like you said, there can be a lot when it comes to learning that side of the industry. Where would you recommend they start? Do they need to be a veteran themselves?
No, I always say, I always say that obviously being a veteran or a military spouse is, I think it's definitely one leg up, you know, a foot in the door.
Sure.
But I will tell you, there's a ton of patriots out there, man. You know, there's some people that have never wore the uniform that I would go to battle with any day of the week, man, that just get it done. That are, there's people that take care of us by going to places that aren't very friendly, and those are our military folks. And then there's people who take care of them when they come home, and that's patriots. And there's a lot of those folks. So you don't have to be a veteran or, you know, but you just got to be very passionate about, you know, serving these individuals. And I think the best way to do it, and we use this term a lot, but community engagement through education, right? So roll your sleeves up, get involved in the community. There's tons of military and veteran service organizations that always need help and volunteer work and stuff like that. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So if you want to get involved in this, this is a long-term play, right? This is like, you know, buying a stock today and just letting it sit and then, you know, getting compounding interest, because that's what will happen. The seed you plant today, you know, will grow tomorrow. And you just got to be committed to helping, you know, those folks. And when you are constantly around folks who are have the same passion you do just to serve these individuals, and you're around those individuals, then, you know, it's, your tide starts to shift. And then people know that you're sincere and passionate about a cause, and then it's only a matter of time for people to figure out what you do for a living. And then once that happens, it's over, right? You become the guy or gal or whatever.
And that's what I love about what you're doing. Again, you're advocating, you're teaching those in our industry how to really approach these people, how to build relationships, how to get involved. Like you said, there's some incredible patriots throughout our entire our industry, mortgage, real estate, and Caliber Home Loans in particular, all that you're doing, all that they're doing, they are advocating for this education, teaching, learning, being able to truly serve our veterans in the way that they've served us and served our country. I think it is so great. And I want to kind of end with this, Brian, because we started talking about Blue Water and we started talking about the benefits of veterans. For those veterans who are watching this, because we have a lot of people watch the show, for those veterans who are watching this and some of these benefits that we were talking about, if they're unfamiliar, what's the best way for them to really get educated on the benefits that they have when it comes to buying a home?
You know, I would say, you know, obviously you want to find somebody that's, you know, if you're looking to buy or looking to get into, you know, buy a home and leverage mortgage financing, and you want to find out if you qualify or if you're entitled to VA home loan benefit, you know, best place to start would be, you know, going to someone that's local in your community that's done this process before. You know, find somebody you know and trust. You know, it's hard to say, you know, call, you know, little Timmy at X, Y, and Z mortgage company, because you're talking about your biggest investment in your entire life. And, you know, finding some folks who've already went through the process is very important as you figure out this is something that's good for you. And then when you find out and you go through the interview process and you pick somebody that's going to be your trusted advisor, your mortgage professional, your advocate that's going to advocate for you during this process, then, you know, then you're good. Because I can tell you, there is a lot of things that go into this. Just because you serve doesn't mean you're entitled to the benefit. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, I always tell people, just because you're entitled to the benefit doesn't mean that you qualify. So there, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that go into play where having somebody who is in tune to this program and product and entitlement and benefits will help you a ton to avoid any pitfalls down the road.
And Brian, you said something that I think is so key is for all you veterans, for all you loan officers, real estate agents, he's saying to find those in your local community. You have to be active. You have to be building your brand, creating influence within your community. You're not doing that. Like you said, Brian, that on a national level, if you're in Maine trying to connect with somebody in Utah or in California, it's hard. You have to be able to build that influence, build that brand in your local community so the veterans can find you. You have to have that voice advocating for them, teaching them, being involved with them. So I couldn't agree with you more. That is such an absolute necessity within our industry right now, is really starting to build that influence and that brand in your local community. So Brian, I cannot thank you enough for joining us for a few minutes this morning. As always, you truly are one of the absolute most knowledgeable and focused when it comes to advocating for our veterans, educating them, educating our industry, how to work with them, and truly how to serve those who served our country so valiantly. So I cannot thank you enough for joining us for a few minutes this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. This was great. And you got me anytime, Josh.
Well, we appreciate it, Brian, because again, you are one of the leading experts in our entire industry. And truly, when it comes, you have a heart of gold coming to serve our veteran community. So Brian, thank you, man. We really appreciate it. Guys, again, if you are looking to serve our veterans, if you have questions, reach out to Brian. He's there. He will help you. He will help educate you and really getting started when it comes to serving our veterans of our incredible nation. Guys, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Make sure you show up, you hustle, you repeat every day. We'll see you soon.